up Brother Bill too, Lord. He forgot to bring him up, but he's not forgotten, Lord. I just pray you be with him, and I know he's having problems with this hearing, Lord, and I just pray you be with him and guide him. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. You didn't bring him up. That's okay. I wanted to. So, okay. Does everybody have a handout? Okay. All right. Going to talk to you today about the believer is blessed. And I didn't fill out on that the verses. I figured you could write them in. We're going to start out in Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1. Told you I didn't want to hear myself. Okay. All right, turn it down a little. Okay, we're going to talk about the believer is blessed. And I got this lesson. I don't know if any of you know it. I go into the Bonner County Jail, and I'm working with Brother Donnelly, and I know Brother John's working with him also. But they put out some pamphlets that's really good. And I got to looking at some of that stuff, and I thought, wow, this would be good to even teach on. Going to look at Ephesians chapter 1, verse 7, and we're going to start there. We're going to be all over, folks. And so if I get too far ahead of you, just write down the verses, and then you could come back. So the believer is blessed because of, let's look at Ephesians 1, 7. It says, in whom we have redemption through his blood, for the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. Now, according to Webster's 1828 dictionary, redemption is defined as the purchase of God's favor by the death and suffering of Christ, the ransom or the deliverance of sinners from the bondage of sin and the penalties of God's violated law by the atonement of Christ. So it says, in whom we have redemption. Jesus basically paid the price for our sin, folks. You know that. I know I'm preaching to the choir here this morning. But through his redemption, we have the forgiveness of sins. Praise God for that. You know, I'm so glad when I think about, you know, I have redemption through the Lord Jesus Christ. My sins aren't against me anymore. And believe me, folks, I got lots of them. You know, we all do. And I'm thankful that we are forgiven. Okay? You can also look in 1 Peter 1. 1 Peter 1, verse 18 and 19. And it says, for as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold, from your vain conversations received by traditions from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ. You think of, I know the verse goes on, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. God's blood, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, God the Son, his precious blood was shed for you and I. Now, if you ever tried to imagine, I did this week, I tried to imagine what it would be like to be crucified. You know, when you think about it, you know, the tradition says he was nailed here. I've heard different stories about that. I've heard that if you were nailed here, you would split out. So I heard that he was probably nailed here. But regardless, can you imagine that? You're up there and they drive a spike through your hand. You know, blood goes everywhere. You know I wouldn't want to live long. I think the tradition for a crucifixion was to leave them on the cross until they died. And they said many times in the, not on this situation, but people would hang there for days before they'd ever die. You know, so I think of his precious blood. He went to the cross for me and you. So his precious blood. So the believer is blessed because he is forgiven. Okay? Number two, the believer is blessed because he's justified. Go to Romans 3:28. Romans 3:28 says, therefore we conclude that a man is justified. What does justified mean? Say again. Okay. Therefore, we conclude that a man is justified by faith. Justified, you're made right. That's what that means. Justified by faith without the deeds of the law. So the believer is blessed because he's justified. Now, in this verse, it says, therefore, we conclude that a man is justified by faith without the deeds of the law. Just, and then in verse, if you jump up to verse 24, it says, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. So he justified us. And that's another reason that we're blessed. So justified. The next one is the believer is blessed because he's a new creature. Go to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17. 2 Corinthians 5 verse 17 says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. So if any man be in Christ, that's talking being born again. That's what that, you know, that's what it is. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are new. So that was number three. The believer is blessed because he's a new creation. Number four, the believer is blessed because he's sanctified. Sanctification simply means being made holy, consecrated to, or set apart. Go to 1 Corinthians chapter 1. 1 Corinthians chapter 1. We're going to look at verse 30. 1 Corinthians 1 verse 30. It says, but of him are ye in Christ Jesus, whom of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. So sanctified, you're being made holy, it says here. But of him are ye in Christ Jesus, whom of God is made unto us wisdom, righteousness, and sanctification. Okay, also look in John 17. John 17. Now, this is Jesus talking here. John 17, verse 19. 17, 19. And it says, for their sakes I sanctified myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. And then if you look back up in verse 17, it says, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. Okay? So, we are to, for our sakes, he sanctified us. That's what it says in verse 19. And for their sakes, I sanctified myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. What is truth? John 14, 6. Jesus is the truth. Okay, now, go to the next one. Number five, sealed by the Holy Spirit, Ephesians 1:13. Ephesians 1:13, and it says, in whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, after that ye believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Now, the time of sealing, folks, coincides with the time of believing. It says there, in whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth. So you have to hear it. So the time of sealing coincides with the time of believing. So when you believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Now this seal is the believer's guarantee of the security of his or her salvation. You know, when you seal something, especially when God seals something, it ain't coming unsealed. Right. Sorry for my French. But, yeah, when God seals something, it's sealed. Okay? Now, number six, the temple of the Holy Spirit. Go to 1 Corinthians 6. 1 Corinthians chapter 6. 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 19. It says, what? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not of your own? So it says, what? That's a question he's asking. Know ye not that your body, this body here, is the temple of the Holy Ghost? You know, I think of that as, I'm not worthy to be that. None of us are. But it says that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is where? In you, right here. This body is the temple. Now, go to 2 Corinthians chapter 6. 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 16. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 16. And it says, and what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. He's my God. He's your God. The God that created everything. He's your God. Amen. You know, what a blessing that is, folks. You know, ye are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them. He's going to dwell in you, folks, and walk with you. You know, I don't deserve many times where this is when I'm walking. I don't deserve him there. Okay, so number six was we are the temple of the Holy Spirit. Number seven, the believer is blessed because he's delivered from condemnation. Go to Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8, verse 1. Excuse me. Romans chapter 8, verse 1 says, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Folks, if you're in Jesus Christ, there's no condemnation for you. Well, I mean, when you think about that, that ought to, in itself, ought to lift you up. The believer is blessed because we're delivered from condemnation. Look in John 5:24. John 5:24. It says, and this is Jesus talking, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my words and believeth on him that sent me hath, present tense, hath everlasting life and shall not come into, what's that next word? Condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. So we're delivered from condemnations. Okay, number eight. The believer is blessed because he's given peace. Look in Romans 5:1. Romans chapter 5, verse 1. Romans 5, verse 1 says, therefore, being justified, we're made right, by faith, we have peace with God our Father through the Lord Jesus Christ. Guys, peace with God means a lot. It does to me, and it should to you. Therefore, being justified by faith, we were made right by our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, we have peace. That peace is present tense. Now, go to John 14. John 14. John 14, going to look in verse 27. John 14, 27. It says, peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. So he says, peace I leave with you. Jesus Christ, when he left his peace with us. Okay, look in Philippians 4, 7. Philippians 4, 7. And I did, folks, I did not mark my Bible so I could get there quick. So Philippians 4, 7. This is good Bible drills. I know my former pastor, he did the same thing. Just so you do get Bible drills and get into your scripture. Philippians 4, 7 says, and the peace of God which passes all understanding shall keep your hearts and mind through Christ Jesus. Now, folks, this peace we're talking about here, this is not a psychological peace. It's a supernatural peace. When you get saved and you accept the Lord into your heart, he gives you a peace that goes beyond the world. It's a supernatural peace. It is to me. Okay, so the believer is blessed because he's given peace. Number nine, the believer is blessed because he's made heir of God. Go to Galatians 3. Galatians chapter 3. Galatians 3 and verse 29 says, Galatians 3, 29 says, And if ye be Christ, then ye are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Being in Christ makes a believer a seed of Abraham and heirs of the promise of justification by faith. That's what you are as an heir of God. You are a seed of Abraham. And by faith, we're promised the justification. Okay, look in Galatians chapter 4, next chapter. Verse 7, Galatians 4, 7 says, therefore, thou art no more a servant, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. Folks, you're heirs. You're a son of God. Do we deserve it? No, we do not. But through Christ, we are heirs of God. Okay, now, number 10. The believer is blessed because he's blessed with spiritual blessings. Go to Ephesians 1, next chapter over, Ephesians 1. I'm going to look at verse 3. The believer is blessed because he has spiritual blessings. Ephesians 1, 3 tells us, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, whom hath blessed us." Who's us? Christians. Anybody that believes in the Lord Jesus Christ. "Who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places." He's already blessing us, folks. Okay. Number 11, the last one. The believer is blessed because he's delivered from this evil world. Look in John 15. John chapter 15. And we're going to look at verse 19. The believer is blessed because he's delivered from this evil world. John 15, 19 says, "If ye were of this world, the world would love his own. But because ye are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of this world, therefore the world hateth you." He has chosen you. Said, because ye are not of this world. We're not of this world. Okay? Look in John 17, 14. A couple of chapters over. John 17, 14 tells us, "I have given them thy word, and the world hath hated them, because they are not of this world." That's what this is what God's word tells us. We're not of this world. And then finally, Galatians chapter 1, way back over there. Galatians chapter 1. We're going to look at verse 4. Galatians 1:4 tells us, "Who gave himself for us, for our sins, that he might deliver us from this present evil world, according to the will of God our Father." He has delivered us from this world, folks. Okay, so the believer is blessed because he is forgiven. The believer is blessed because he's justified. The believer is blessed because he's a new creature. The believer is blessed because he's sanctified. The believer is blessed because he's sealed by the Holy Spirit. The believer is blessed because he's a temple of the Holy Spirit. The believer is blessed because he's delivered from condemnation. The believer is blessed because he's given peace. The believer is blessed because he's made heirs with God. The believer is blessed because he's blessed with spiritual blessing. And the believer is blessed because he's delivered from this evil world. That song we sang earlier, "Standing on the Promises," you have to stand on his promises. We are blessed people. We don't deserve it, but he gives it to us through his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Okay, let's pray. Lord, I just thank you, Father, for your word, Lord, and how you do bless us each and every day. And Lord, we don't deserve it, but you do it, Lord. All we have to do is ask you into our heart, and then we're a blessed people, Lord. There's so many things here that we're blessed for, Lord. I just hope that this touched somebody, Lord. I know it touched me because we have so many blessings. Lord, guide us through this week. Be with the rest of our services this morning. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.